Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Offsides, College Football's Top 25 Plus 5. And tonight, I could be here all alone because it is Thanksgiving. I don't know. Kalen might join us here in a few. I think John is enjoying himself with family and turkey and all the good stuff that we all ate today. Anyway. This is the week. This is the one I was telling you about. Here it comes. Rivalry weekend. And I am going to start off real fast. And we are not going to be on long tonight, I promise you, because we don't have our Swami with us. So this is going to be just kind of me, I guess, right now. And we shall go from here and get the opinions and coffee is good after Thanksgiving dinner. I hope everyone had a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving. No question about it. Let me see where Kalen is and see if he is going to be joining us. Anyway, I'm going to tell you the matchups that we've got going on tonight. Well, we all know we've got Ohio State and Michigan. And I got to tell you, looking at this matchup, looking how everything is, we know that Jeremiah Smith will be in the game for sure. Carnell Tate, they are saying that he is ready to go. And I believe he'll be ready. And of course, we've got the running backs. We've got Bo Jackson. We've got Isaiah West. You know, we've got C.J. Donaldson. I don't think we're going to have any issues as far as that goes. And we can go with Peoples, too. So we're running very deep on the running back. The running back has been one thing. The running game has been one thing that we have been a little bit lacking in. But I got to tell you, it's come on in the last couple of weeks. They've been working really hard at it, and the offensive line is starting to open the holes. But it does have some weak spots. As far as the receivers go, I mean, there is no replacement for displacement, just like in an engine. Jeremiah Smith, Carnell Tate, Ennis, then we got Max Clair. Listen, we're stacked. We're loaded. Got Kasperic back there. We're ready to roll. The defense looks real strong. I think in this game, and they're all saying, hey, the weather's going to play a factor. No, it's not. Is the snow any different in Michigan than it is in Ohio? Same weather, same snowstorm, same everything. I don't think this is going to favor Michigan at all, other than being at home in the big house, at Teton in their big house. But noise, is it going to be a factor? Yes, this is a rivalry game. This is for hardware, the gold pants. I do not see Michigan coming out of this. I see Ohio State in this one, probably by 7 to 10 points. I like Ohio State. I think that they will get it done this year. They will end that little four-game win streak, and three of those years will be with an asterisk, and one year last year they won straight right on out. I don't know how we did that. But I think Ryan Day is more attentive. I think Ryan Day is more of alert. And I think they're going to be very, very focused. This has been a very focused team all year long. And they're methodical, and they put it together, and they start slow, but then they start to pick up. They grind you down. And I have no doubt that they will grind Michigan down on this one. I like Ohio State in this game. Texas A&M and Texas. Texas A&M is loaded. They are extremely fast. The question is, can the Texas defense give them a game? Well, if the defense can hold the running backs in check, I've got to tell you, I like, believe it or not, Texas in this one. It's at Texas. There'd be nothing more for them to do. They still want that playoff spot. They still possibly have a chance at it, strength of schedule. And I think that they handle Texas A&M, give them their first loss, and make a mess of things. And I think that's exactly what will happen here. Playing at Texas is it's a pretty big deal with Texas A&M. If they were playing at Texas A&M, I would like Texas A&M. I like Texas in this one by three. I think Texas, Arch Manning, the tomato thrower, as I call him, because that's how he hurls the balls. He is a tomato slinger. So I think he has it together this time. I don't know if A&M's defense is going to break through Texas's big offensive line. But I like Texas in this one by three. Number three, Georgia at Georgia Tech. This is going to be a very interesting game. First of all, Georgia Tech, I've got to tell you, they've got absolutely pummeled. And nobody saw it coming by Pittsburgh. Not even close. They either let off the gas or they were thinking too much about this game. Either way, they're dogs. They're going to that playoff. They want to get to that playoff. They want to get into the SEC championship game. In order to do that, they have to get past Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech had a straight shot to the ACC until they started to stumble. So I like their defense. I like their speed. I like everything about them. They're pretty electric. But I don't think that they're going to – Georgia's a very methodical team too. Gunnar Stockton is, you know, he's been on the mark. He's been very thorough about finishing games. And I think that Georgia outdoes Georgia Tech in this game by 7 to 10 points. So I like Georgia in this. Indiana is at Purdue. This is going to be, oh, hang on a second. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I go somewhere? Oh, I was talking about Indiana. Listen, Mendoza is going to toss and sling the ball around and overwhelm Purdue. And they're going definitely to the championship game. I think they meet Ohio State there. And that's going to be an interesting game. And we'll talk about that prediction afterward. But I like Indiana in this game by a good 24 points. I don't think it's going to be close. I think Indiana just absolutely pummels them. I'd be very surprised. Next game after that, number five, Ole Miss at Mississippi State. There is no way Mississippi State is going to slow down Ole Miss and the running game. Lane Kiffin's got that team on fire. I think that they've been very, very consistent. They have yet to get blown out by anybody, and I like Ole Miss in this one. I'll take Ole Miss by a good 14 to 21 points. I think that's no problem for them. The next game is going to be a little bit more tricky. This one is number six, Oregon at Washington. Washington loves to get Oregon fits. If you remember a few years ago, three times, kind of like nine times in Ferris Bueller, three times. And they knocked out Oregon, and Oregon just could not get by them. Washington plays them very, very strong. They're a very good team. They gave Ohio State a little bit of a fit for a little while, but then Ohio State definitely took over. Oregon does not have that kind of push. This is going to be a close game. I like Oregon probably 3 points, maybe seven. I don't think Oregon destroys Washington. I think Washington very much holds their own. it could kind of go either way on this one. This will be a very close game. I think Oregon will prevail, but I wouldn't be surprised if Washington won. That's that close. Game number seven, Notre Dame at Stanford. Jeremy Love's just going to run all over the Stanford team, and it's going to be embarrassing. I like Notre Dame this one by a good 24 points. I don't think they're going to be able and stop them. I just don't think. I think the offensive line is going to take over. I think Notre Dame gets right into the playoffs, riding this eight game streak, and I think they just go right on in, and I don't think that anybody's going to stop them right now. I'll take Notre Dame in this one. Like I said, I'll take them by 24. Next game up, Alabama at Auburn. Oh boy. Now we've seen tree poisoning and burning. We've seen absolute wild finishes. Auburn taking over. Hey, there he is. And now Kalen's getting ready to join us too. And we will get his opinion on it as well. And let's see if we can get him in there.
No John in it?
I do not see John here.
He must be enjoying the Thanksgiving.
That's what I thought.
Wait, I'm here too.
Mm-hmm. So I'll go get a special guest.
We do too. Here, lift that up if you would. Lift that one up if you would. Yeah, so I don't see. What happened here? Is there a book on here?
Yes.
Careful. Okay. Anyway, I don't think I can see. That doesn't work. Try and restart. Nope, we're not going to do that. So we'll put us in together here. I don't really see that Auburn's going to beat Alabama. Alabama has not shown great.
Bama and Auburn in the Iron Bowl.
It's the Iron Bowl. It's a tough one.
I'll tell you this right now. I'm going to take Auburn to upset Bama.
You're taking Auburn?
I'm taking Auburn to upset Bama. Reason why, because number one, it's in Auburn. Auburn plays them very, very, very tough when they're in Auburn. Now, the second thing here is Alabama's been suspect. They have how many losses? Two?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And their losses are to who?
Well, Florida State.
Uh-huh.
But they have been able to overcome that. And they have defeated some pretty big teams. Yeah. So.
But lost to Florida State. Now, let's think about something here. What's Florida State's ranking? Oh, they're not ranked no more. How many losses does Florida State have now?
Florida State has
5 losses. So
no, they got more than that, I think.
I think they're at 6 losses now. But that's the point being. If you're so great of a team that you lost 2 games so far this season, one being to an unranked 5-loss team, the other being to a 5th, 6th place SEC team. So I have to bear the question then. Are you really as good as everybody wants to claim you to be, as much as your history and demeanor have to ask for, or are you setting yourself up for failure because you've already shown your weaknesses? And Auburn, being the team that likes to exploit the weaknesses, I see an upset. It's going to be a close game. It's going to come down to the fourth quarter. It's going to be within 3 points.
Not so fast, my friend. I think in this one, I think Alabama knows exactly what's headed their way. I think Alabama is going to be.
Well, let me put it this way. How much? Who's the pressure on here? Who has the most pressure on which side of them? Is it Auburn? No, Auburn has no pressure on them. Is it Bama? Well, let's think. What happens if Bama loses? They're out.
They're out.
They're done. There goes your championship game. There goes your CFP chances. All right, you're done. Now, this is a rivalry game. Think about Michigan-Ohio State last year. Michigan had absolutely nothing to lose. Ohio State had everything to lose.
But you had, no, they did not.
They did to an extent, though.
No, they did not. They yes. were. They knew they were still going to
the playoffs. Oh, yeah, they knew that.
We knew we were still going to the playoffs. We knew for a fact that all of that would be fine. So I am not so sure. I'm trying to get this thing to work.
It's the perfect storm. I'll put it that way. It is the perfect storm for Bama to be upset by Auburn. It's a perfect storm. And nobody would want to win more than the War Eagle.
I am. Part of me agrees with you. Part of me does not. I am thinking I still like.
I'm curious. I'm going to look at the.
I still like Alabama in this one. I do.
Let's see something real quick. I want to see what they have for the odds of this game.
There we go. Now you're on. Okay. We had to do a little finagling there. All right.
Oh, yeah. And see, Auburn. Oh, they're giving Auburn over 25% chance.
Okay. There we go. Sorry about that, guys. We were trying to work out a little camera issue.
And it's only a 3.5 spread. You hear me?
I said it was going to be close. That's about where I'd put it, about 3 points.
Auburn's 5-6. They beat Bama. They're going bowling.
All right. Well, I picked Texas over Texas A&M.
Me too.
Number two.
I took that too.
I think Texas at home. I think that Arch Manning, tomato boy, gets his act together. He can sling the ball. He has a good game. And this they upset A&M.
Texas, yep.
And Texas A&M really struggled with South Carolina. So I think
and that I take,
Texas is going to look at that. I think Sarkisian is going to say
Texas's defense is a hell of a lot better than South Carolina's.
Yeah, I think that you know Sarkisian sees that, and I think they take advantage. I picked Georgia over Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech just got wasted.
That's why I went wasted Tech over Georgia.
It just wasted by Pittsburgh.
Yep,
they exploited them. Every chance they had, speed, defense, offense, and ran away.
Yep.
And they didn't even have to score any more points till the end of the game. So, you know, once they got to 28, that was fine. And it took them to the end of the game. Georgia Tech just could not do anything against the defense. So I like Georgia in this one. I think the Gunnar Stockton and group end up prevailing in this one. I like Georgia by 10. And you're going to take Georgia Tech.
After that loss last week, I think they come out firing on all cylinders. And it's a rivalry game. And it's at Georgia Tech. Perfect storm.
Could be.
But who won last year? Who won last year?
As a matter of fact, last year it was Georgia.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think Georgia Tech got them last year.
No, I think it was Georgia because Georgia had it in the playoffs and they won the SEC.
But Georgia
and
had, they to had play a bye. Notre Dame, because no, they didn't get a bye.
Yeah, they did. Indiana played Notre Dame first. Notre Dame knocked off
Indiana. Oh, you're right. And then they played
Georgia. Georgia. Yes.
No, they did not because Texas won the championship.
Sorry.
Texas had the bye. It wasn't Georgia. Texas had the bye.
I'm going to tell you, go look again, and I will prove to you I am right. And it was Georgia they played the second game. Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was the second game. No,
they had a bye.
Hang on.
Indiana went out in the first round against Notre Dame.
Yes.
Notre Dame then played Georgia. Notre Dame beat Georgia. Then Notre Dame ended up playing Penn State, who ran the table on their side. And Penn State lost to them within the final seconds of the game.
For Notre Dame.
That's
right. My point. So that was third game Penn State had to play Notre Dame.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Second game, right?
The second game
Hang on.
For that side on the championship. You shall see. Anyway, I moved on. I picked Ole Miss over Mississippi.
Georgia beat them by 2 points last year.
Georgia did.
Yeah, Georgia beat it by 2 points in overtime.
No, look now, at the playoffs last year. Now, I will tell you this. I did take Ole Miss over Mississippi State.
It was Georgia because Texas lost to Georgia in the championship game. That's what it was. Arizona State, Oregon, Boise State, and Georgia were your four last year.
Excuse me. That's the ones that I'm saying.
Notre Dame played Indiana the first game. Then they played Georgia.
There it is.
Yes. And then they played Penn State because Penn State beat SMU and then beat Boise.
That's right.
Texas had to play us because they beat Clemson and Arizona State, where Ohio State beat Tennessee and Oregon.
That's right. So, moving onward. Mississippi State, Ole Miss, I picked them. I picked Ole Miss by a good 14 points to 21. No problem for them. Oregon at Washington.
I'm taking the Huskers.
I know you are. I think Oregon, they've had one loss. It was very close to Indiana. I like Oregon in this game. They have struggled in a few games.
I like Oregon to win this game, but I still...
No more than three. Oregon by three.
I'm going with Washington simply because it's at Washington.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things. I you know, but I wouldn't be surprised if Washington pulled an upset. But I still picked Oregon. Notre Dame at Stanford. I don't think that there's a chance in the wind Stanford hangs on against Notre Dame. No. Jeremy Love is going to run all over the place. I like Notre Dame by at least 21 to 24 points. Then we get down and we've got Alabama at Auburn where we were, and we'll pick that up right now. Alabama is beatable. Understand that. They are. Auburn has been wishy-washy all year. They've made things interesting. They've made things close.
They have talent.
They have talent, but I don't think that that talent is honed in enough to knock Alabama off this time. And you're not dealing with Nick Saban. You're not dealing with all that hype. You are dealing with DeBoer now. So
DeBoer is beatable.
He's beatable, but he's very good. Mm-hmm. So I like Alabama in this one. Like I said, it's going to be a very close game. I'll take Alabama by six. I think two field goals or a touchdown and a missed extra point. Next game up, number 9, Texas Tech at West Virginia. I don't think that West Virginia is going to be able, even if they're at West Virginia. Texas Tech is a running machine right now, and they're not taking their foot off the gas. I like Texas Tech in this one by 10 points. And I think that that's a fair analogy on that one. Here's the interesting one. This is the one that has... Miami is at Pittsburgh. I'm really struggling on this one.
I'm going Pitt.
Watching Pittsburgh absolutely destroy Georgia Tech in my mind, and they still have a shot in the ACC. They still have a shot. They just need a few things to happen. They need Miami to lose. They need Georgia Tech to lose. Guess who's in the hunt? You know, then it becomes Pittsburgh. Can Pittsburgh finally overcome the stupidity losses at the very end? And the other thing here is, well, you got the quarterback from Miami, your boy. Mm-hmm. He threw, what, 4 interceptions in one game?
5.
So if Carson Beck can keep it crisp and his receivers and everyone be on target, I think Miami has the talent to overcome Pittsburgh. That's a hard game to call.
I put it to you, Pittsburgh's out there ruining just seasons right now. If Miami gets one more loss, they're out.
Yeah, if Miami gets a loss here, they are done. I like Miami, and I hate to say this, by 2. Miami by 2. Maybe it'll be a blowout. Maybe it won't. But I'll take Miami by 2 at Pittsburgh this time. Game after that, number 11, BYU at UCF, University of Central Florida. who has been known to make things rugged on people. But I think Brigham Young has the talent. Great coach. He's a great coach.
No, BYU's going to run away with this.
And one. I think BYU, yeah, I think so too. I think they run away with this one. Get off, please. I think that they run away with this one, and they do it by at least.
It's going to be ugly.
Yeah, it could be ugly. I'm going to guess by 18 or more. So next one up. This one, not so interesting. Oklahoma is at LSU. LSU would like nothing more to do than beat Oklahoma. The problem is Oklahoma has the second best defense in the country, without a doubt. Brent Venables has the defense honed in. They are focused. They want nothing more than to go and get picked to go into the playoffs. And they have a shot. They have a real shot at this.
Yeah, Oklahoma's sitting right there. I mean, they're ranked number 8 right now.
Yeah.
If they beat LSU this week,
they're in.
I mean, who else do they have?
Well, at that point, that's it.
So
at that point, it's a walk in the park. They can get in.
The only thing I could see happening, and I mean, it's...
They'll get chosen over Tennessee.
Yeah.
They'll get chosen over the other ones that have 3 losses. They had an embarrassing loss at Texas. I get that. But really,
Well, here's the thing, though. Ole Miss is still in there. If Ole Miss beats Mississippi State, Oklahoma beats LSU, here's the issue that's going to occur here. All right? Ole Miss is ranked 7. Oklahoma's ranked 8. Georgia's number 4. All right? Let's say Georgia wins and Texas A&M is number 3. If Texas A&M beats Texas, Georgia beats Georgia Tech, neither one of those teams are moving off rank. If Ole Miss beats Mississippi State, it stays in rank. If Oklahoma beats LSU, it stays in rank. Now, here's the question, though. Behind those teams, you have Brigham Young, you got Miami, you got Utah, you got Notre Dame, you got Vanderbilt, you got Michigan, and you have Alabama. So, if Alabama goes on to play in the SEC championship game versus Texas A&M and ends up beating Texas A&M, who's first team out?
I hate to tell you this, but Alabama. Alabama still. Because you have a 3-loss Tennessee team, which will knock out Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You have
not even that. You have Texas who's going to knock out them. They're not even in it.
Right, Oklahoma now, so has how many losses?
Let's put it to you like this. We're going to use the first 3 teams. First 3 teams out, and then we'll go to the next 3, okay? And this is the reason why I'm making this point. You have Alabama at rank 10, okay? We'll do that as your cutoff. 11 is BYU, 12 is Miami, 13 is Utah, 14 is Vandy, 15 is Michigan, 16 is Texas, and 17 is Southern Cal, 18 is Virginia. All of those teams minus Texas and Southern Cal all have a legitimate shot. Texas and Southern Cal both have 3 losses right now.
Okay.
So they're automatically going to be eliminated out.
Okay, maybe not. Okay? Maybe not, but yes. I think it's going to come down to strength of schedule.
Yep.
And that's how they're going to play this out. But I don't think that you can exclude Oklahoma. And I don't think that's going to happen.
Would you say that Oklahoma's schedule is superior to Alabama's? Would you say Vanderbilt's schedule is superior to Alabama's?
Vanderbilt is – that problem will take care of itself this week with Tennessee.
Yeah.
Do I think that Oklahoma's schedule was harder than Alabama's? Yeah. You got pummeled.
By Florida State.
By Florida State. It doesn't matter if you beat Georgia.
That's the point. It doesn't matter at that point. You got pummeled by an ACC team that's ranked 5th to 7th in the ACC. And they have 5-plus losses at this point.
So I said Alabama will
Michigan
be out.
Can use the same conundrum here and say, hey, you know, we had to travel and go to an SEC team and play there. And they lost to Norman, to Oklahoma, by 2 scores.
Yeah. And
it gives Oklahoma the edge on Bama.
I think so. I think Oklahoma goes. Oklahoma, if you take care of business this week, versus LSU, like I think you will. I think you're going to do it by 10. I believe you are in. You are in, or you should be in. Oklahoma has how many losses?
2
losses. You're in. So, you know, I don't see a problem there.
But they lost to Texas and they lost to Ole Miss.
Ole Miss is solid. They're going in. And Texas.
And you got to think, Oklahoma Texas, beat Bama.
Texas had a very tough schedule. Understand, they played Ohio State.
They had a hard schedule.
They were ranked number one. They've had to go on the road. They've had to play some teams. And the outcome might not have been that way. They've lost three games. That's why I say I think Texas upsets Texas A&M. If Texas A&M prevails on this one, Texas is out. Alabama's out. There's no question. Ole Miss is in. Oklahoma has to finish business at LSU, and they are in. Next up, we've got number 14, Tennessee at Vanderbilt. Listen, Rocky Top, baby. Tennessee lost to Georgia. They had the game won. Georgia, you could say whatever you want. The kicker shanked. Same thing happened with Ohio State. You were beat. How you escaped out of that is beyond any of our imaginations. It was the same thing with the Ohio State Georgia game a few years ago. Mm-hmm. You were beat. Make no mistake about it, you were beat. You just have swallowed a horseshoe somewhere along the way and gotten lucky. But then Tennessee lost to Oklahoma, of course, and Alabama. So Tennessee will take care of Vanderbilt, I believe. They will take care of them. I like Tennessee's defense in this one. Is a little bit better than Vanderbilt's, that defensive front. I think that Tennessee, the offense with Aguilar, is going to be able to overwhelm a Vanderbilt. I like Tennessee by 10.
Yep.
Number 15, North Texas at Temple. And I'm sorry, I'm going North Texas all the way on this one. And this will get ugly, and I'm sure it'll be probably by 14 or more easy. I like North Texas in this one. It shouldn't even be a discussion. Plus, it is at North Texas, I think. So, moving onward, we have we've already discussed where Michigan is. Number 17, SMU at Cal. Cal laid an egg last week. They had a chance at Stanford. They laid a huge egg. I expect them to do the same thing this week, playing SMU. Southern Methodist is just going to overwhelm them.
Oh, yeah.
And that one will be by at least 16. I like them by 16 to 18 points. So SMU on that one. Next game up is number 19 here, Tulane at Charlotte.
Tulane's going to eat them alive.
Tulane is going to eat Charlotte alive. Charlotte got destroyed last week. Georgia? Was it Georgia or one of the SEC teams? And the SEC, here's another point, too, that I will say about this. Don't mock the Big Ten schedule when you had four teams in the SEC, one playing Mercer, one playing Charlotte, one playing Eastern Michigan, and one playing Western Kentucky. You got no right to mock how the Big Ten's schedule and then say they don't play anybody. Really? Mercer? Charlotte?
Florida State?
Yeah, I mean, Florida State.
Miami.
You've got your own embarrassments. Please, pie hole shut, and we'll just go on from there. I like Tulane in that game. Like I said, it's going to be big. Number 20, USC versus UCLA. I believe it is at USC. I like USC in this game. They want to get in.
Oh, yeah.
You got to win. If you want to get in, this is it. This is your only shot to get in. You blow this, it's done. You might not get in because right now you're sitting at 20, but a lot of ugly things can happen in front of you. We'll see. I like USC in this game. Is going to be big. No, it'll be by 14. I think 14 points. Number 21, Utah at Kansas. Utah. I don't know what you're doing sometimes. Somebody sleeping at the wheel or whatever else.
I got Utah beating Kansas.
I've got Utah beating Kansas too. Not by much. I'll take Utah by 3. I'm not going to give them any more credit than that, because they struggle when they shouldn't struggle. So I like Utah at this one at Kansas, and I'll take them by 3. Here's the interesting one. Number 23, Virginia is at Virginia Tech. Virginia all the way. I like Virginia. I like Virginia by 12. They're not going to have a problem overtaking Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech, no coach, nothing going on. Excitement for next year. Excitement for next year. But for this year, it's going to be Virginia. I think Virginia goes to the ACC championship.
Yep.
And they coast on in there. And rightfully so. Rightfully so. They have played like a machine all year long. They've done the most consistent work all year long. I like Virginia. Number 24, Missouri. At Missouri versus Arkansas. I like Missouri. I think Missouri is a lot bigger. I think that they're more aggressive, and they're going to get past Arkansas. Again, this is going to be one of these close games. I'm going to take Missouri by 7. Here's an interesting game right here. Arizona State at Arizona. ASU is a very good team.
I'm still taking Arizona, though.
I know you like the Wildcats. I like the Sun Devils in this one.
It's not that I don't like the Sun Devils. It's just
they're hit and miss.
Mm-hmm.
They are a hit and miss team this year. And times that I thought they should have won, they didn't. And times that I thought that they shouldn't have or they should have lost, they came out and won. Clemson was both, the same way.
Let's see, here's this thing about it is they're both 8-3, right? So ranked, Arizona's 25, ASU's 20. And you're talking a 1.5-point spread between the two of them. It's a 50-50 ball. Now, here's the thing about it. Offensive-wise, ASU is going to run the ball more.
Yep.
Arizona is going to pass the ball.
But ASU has a better defense. They do. They have the better defense. I like Arizona State in this one by 1. I think it's going to be that close.
I'm going to go the other. I got to take Arizona.
Okay. So now we get down into the bonus games here, the plus 5. Here we go. Let me get that out of my way. Western Kentucky at Jacksonville.
Western Kentucky.
You like Western Kentucky?
Oh, yeah.
I like Jacksonville.
You're going to lose that one.
And I just think that Jacksonville can pull an upset here.
Nope.
I like Jacksonville in this one. Another close game. It's really pick either one. As far as I'm concerned, I'm giving a slight edge to Jacksonville. I wouldn't even know how to pick this point spread. I think look at Jacksonville's record.
It's not very good.
And their record is?
I gotta find the game. There we go. 7-4.
And Western Kentucky's record?
8-3.
I like Jacksonville.
I got to go with Western Kentucky. I do. I mean, they played LSU to 3 points.
It's LSU.
Yeah. They did get embarrassed by Florida International, and they didn't get embarrassed by Toledo. But you're talking, you know what I mean, upper-tier teams. Now, Jacksonville State, they got beat by Georgia Southern. They got beat by UCF. They got beat by Mississippi State or Arkansas State. Who is this? Southern Mississippi or Southern, University of Southern Miss. And then, of course, Florida International again. So Florida International kicked their butt, too.
It's a pick 'em.
It's a 2.5-point spread.
Yeah, it's a 2.5-point spread. I think it's a pick 'em. It's at Jacksonville. Usually there's a 3-point home advantage on that one. That's why I like Jacksonville. Wisconsin at Minnesota. Bonus game number 2. Who you like?
Minnesota.
I like Minnesota too. Another very, very close game. I'll take Minnesota by 7. I think it's going to be that close. Number three bonus game, Wake Forest at Duke. And I will tell you that Wake Forest is a extremely tough, tough team. I like Wake Forest at Duke. This is a pretty good rivalry. I think that Wake Forest, you know, beats them in their home and does it by a good 10 points.
Oh, yeah.
So I like Wake Forest. Here we go. Bonus number four. Florida State at Florida.
Florida.
Florida has not lived up to the potential. The head coach was let go. You knew that was coming. And they just couldn't seem to get it together. And all of a sudden at the end, they are starting to get it together. Florida State, on the other hand, is abysmal.
Yeah. They've gone downhill.
They haven't gone downhill. They ran downhill. And then when they couldn't run anymore, they tumbled downhill the rest of the way. I like Florida at Florida State by 10 points. Next game up and the last game up. Bonus game number five. We have Maryland at Michigan State. And on this one, I like Michigan State. It's a tough call. It's been running in my head, but I like Michigan State in this one. And it's at Michigan State.
I just don't think they can do it. Michigan State's dismal.
You got me questioning two games. Those are the two biggest games that I'm questioning right now, is Western Kentucky at Jacksonville and Maryland at Michigan State.
I went Maryland.
Everybody. And those were my two. I did the pick'em for Jacksonville because it's at Jacksonville. And I took Michigan State because it's at Michigan State. Now, this is where Maryland, I don't think, is going to be ready for the cold weather. That is, they have their snow. I get it.
Yeah, but it's a different
cold. But it's a whole different cold up there in Michigan State. And that's why I like Michigan State in this one, advantage Spartans.
Yeah, I've got to go with the Terrapins.
Okay, you go with Turtle Boys. I'm going with, this is Sparta, and that's what I'm going with on this one.
Spartans been beat up a lot.
Yeah, they have, and I think all the more reason they like to end the season on a high note. So, what's the record for Michigan State and the record for Maryland before I make my final decision, because I can change my picks. Tomorrow, all the picks must be in on offsides. So make sure that you go to Trim Radio and go to offsides and put in your picks. So, and I wish we had Swami here. Swami's got, he's got the lowdown on all this.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's a, Maryland's 4-7, Michigan State's 3-8. It's the battle of the,
it's battle of wills.
Yeah, bottom of the bottom.
Which is why I like Michigan State. I think the cold plays a factor. At home plays a factor. I give them 5 points. 3 for being at home. 2 for being in the cold.
See, this has been a good one. Northwestern at Illinois.
Those are outside of our top 25. But my next question is, it's going to be hard. Those are going to be the hardest games that we have. Those are the ones. Those are our picks for this week. You know them. You heard them. You know, I there's a couple I might change. I don't know, but I think I'm going to ride it, and that's what I'm going to do. The picks are the picks, folks. This is rivalry weekend. This now will set up the playoffs. I like the playoffs. Ohio State beats Michigan. They get in. They play Indiana. I think that that's next week's talk that we're going to have. Ohio State takes care of business on there too. They get the overall number one pick, no question about it. But I think Ohio State is your lock. I think Texas A&M, no matter what, they're locked in. It's going to depend on Georgia. Georgia takes a loss here.
Changes a lot of things.
That changes a lot of things. It makes an absolute mess in the SEC. Ole Miss has the best shot right now. They could coast in. They've got two losses, correct? They're gonna coast down in. Oregon will be in, unless Oregon loses to. Well, no, they'll still be in. Even if they lost to Washington, I don't think that they're going to lose to Washington. But if they did, that only puts them at two losses. I think they're in. Notre Dame will be locked in. Alabama is a maybe. Miami, if they lose to Pittsburgh, you're out. I think BYU is in.
Yep.
I think Texas is right.
I don't think they're in this year.
I just don't know what to think. We're going to see. But I don't think so. We're going to find out. If Texas wins this game and gives A&M a loss, it'll be interesting. The SEC is going to be a mess. They've got a mess going on. This is the weekend where it straightens it all out.
Yep.
Let's fix the mess. So I think that's what will happen. I mean, but we're going to wait and see. We're going to see what happens. I've got to tell you, this is going to be a very stacked playoff. The second year is going to be a very stacked playoff, some good, solid teams. Right now, though, in all honesty, I see Ohio State and Indiana, and then there's a gap.
Yeah.
There's a definite gap. And you could say they didn't play anybody. They haven't played anyone strong. The schedule is the schedule.
You can't use that conundrum.
You
really cannot use that conundrum. All right. Ohio State hasn't come close in any one of these games.
No.
It's been 20 plus points every single game. All right.
Yeah, it's not close.
Indiana only had one close game. Only one. And that was versus Penn State, which Penn State does have the talent.
Well, Ohio State had one close game with Texas, 7 points.
It's the first game of the season.
Right.
And you had a new offensive coordinator. You had a new defensive coordinator. You had a new quarterback who was a freshman.
And they were working it all out.
You had 15 starters.
Yeah, new ones. So, yeah. And then all of a sudden.
It was vanilla. Yeah, they were vanilla.
And then they put it all together.
Yep.
And once they got it all together, it got ugly for everybody else at that point on. So, I see a gap there. I see a gap. Ohio State, Indiana, gap. The only ones that look very solid behind them, I hate to say it, is Ole Miss, Texas A&M, and
Oregon in a sense.
And Oregon.
Yeah.
And Oregon. I think those teams right there really are, you know, they're your top six teams. And then everybody else, you're a question mark. Your question mark. Anyway, we wish you the best for the picks. Everything else, games start tomorrow at noon.
Yeah, Navy and Memphis tonight.
Navy and Memphis, that's right.
Yep, they're playing now.
Go Navy. Come on, pull this off. I always like the midshipmen. I'll tell you what, they are a tough, tough team. And I like them to, they win this game. They got Army coming up.
Yep.
And I think that they beat Army, and they take the Commander's Cup 2 years in a row. So I'm looking forward to it.
It's going
to
be good.
And being an old Navy person myself, old salt, if you want to say that, more of a not salt, but how do I say dry land creature, polywog. But I like Navy in this one. So we'll wait and see. And Memphis has just fallen to pieces. So I like Navy in this one. Anyway, we wish you the best. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And I'll tell you what, it is time to start focusing on Christmas. And we're going to see what kind of Christmas gifts come our way. And we will catch you guys next week right here on Trim Radio's Offsides College Football's Top 25 Plus 5. And our Swami will be back. So in the meantime, happy Thanksgiving to you all. God bless and take care.
Bye.